Here at Beyond, we acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this podcast is being recorded today, the Wadjuk people of the Noongar Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hey, it's Donna Marie. No kidding. I'm going to get straight into it. I have just done a huge chakra dance and I'm so ready for you guys. Turning resentments into your reason. Turning resentments into your reason. Yes. Yes. It's a goodie. When someone first told me or asked me, do I get resentful? How dare they? How dare they? Best thing I ever did was write a resentment. Best thing. You know why? And the best thing I continue to do, because I figure me out. Because resentments have nothing to do with you. It's all me. And it doesn't mean that I am the problem either. So explain that, Donna Marie. It means I might have a thinking process that needs to be aligned with my authentic self. Or my expectations. That doesn't mean, oh, I don't expect anything now because the world sucks. Hello, Wolfgang. They have been playing out all night and I'm trying to ignore them. I wanted to record in the healing room. Wolfgang Richardson. I wanted to record in the healing room, but the wind is blowing, so we're probably going to get all this noise through. That is fine. So what I want you to do, a resentment doesn't have to be big, doesn't have to be small. It just can be, I'm not happy. Why is this happening to me? So write out if you're in the why phase, why? Why am I resentful? Because nothing ever good happens to me. Why do I think that? Why do I feel that? Got to answer those questions to get to the bottom of it and keep writing. Now, if you're in a really, really huge resentment, right? He's been a effing bomb or she's been an effing bomb, la, la, la. Get it all out on paper. And then ask, why do I feel this? What happened? What action can I take next going forward in my life? A lot of it will be self-belief. A lot of it will be start a conversation. A lot of it will be do what I need to do, believe in myself, or projection. You know, projection comes up a lot, anticipation anticipating the outcome. And so therefore, I'm not going to be this and I'm not going to do this because it'll just be that. Right, so that's the part we want to pick up on, which brings you your power. That's the part. So if you want to be brave, but you've got to do it with love and you've got to do it with compassion, right, to yourself. You can't get in there and feel shame about that. We have no purpose in shame, right? So write it out. No one's going to see it unless you want to. Write it out. Get it out. Burn it. But see your part in it. Are you going to Myers to buy a carton of milk? Are you expecting something emotionally from someone that they can't give you? So why do you keep shopping there? That's the part we want to look at and claim. Does your gameplay need to change? And a lot of the time, resentment has been the most biggest motivator in my life to get the hell what I want. I'll show them. Well, the showing them hasn't really helped me, but it's like, well, what do I need to do for me to claim me, not do what they want me to do, not doing what the world wants me to do, but where is my soul purpose here? Where is my soul purpose? Where is my soul purpose? Right? I don't really want to be invested in what they're doing anyway, but I'm resentful or whatever. And so show me my soul purpose. Ask that question. After you got all the other stuff on paper. And I do not want you to turn this into a game of positivity. I don't want you to be positive. I want you to get it out of your body. Because when you get it out of your body, you automatically go into your soul purpose anyway, after you process the situation. Sometimes we need to process things more than others, right? So this is not a positivity lesson. I do not want you to be positive. I want you to get out and be honest and be real. Unapologetically, get it out on paper, all right? Then you're going to get the downloads. Then you're going to get the stuff. It may not come on your time frame because you know what? Things are always going on behind the scenes and things need to be set up, right? I have four fur babies, in case anyone's listening for the first time. I have a new puppy called Wolfgang. That is him barking. They have been out playing all night. He is in crazy land, so it's like Wolfgang's had like a ton of sugar. Right, he hasn't, but that's where he is. He's like delirious. And as soon as Daddy comes home tonight, he'll probably fall down and go to sleep after Daddy gets home. So I'm just kind of letting it be what it needs to be. Okay, Wolfgang, thank you. Boundaries. So that's what I want to say to you. Write it down. I am resentful because what was my thinking process or my expectations behind this, right? And what put me in a position to be resentful or hurt or sad or whatever? Yeah, did I go back to my ex-boyfriend and I shouldn't have? Well, that's okay. You're a human being. You're allowed to repeat your mistakes. I'm afraid to be on my own. I went back because I'm afraid to be on my own. I went to the old job because I didn't think I could get a new job, and now I'm hating my old job. That's okay. You're operating from fear. Congratulations. You now know you're operating from fear. I will no longer let fear control me. I will let my higher self, my soul, control me and lead me, and I will be comfortable in my fear, and I will be comfortable with the unknown. Boom. I hope you got all that with Wolfgang's intake. Boom, boom, boom. Love you. I'm going to go now. Talk to you later. Bye.